Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, If You Can't Wholesale After This, I've Got Nothing For You, by Todd M. Fleming is a real estate investing guide focused on wholesaling, written for readers who want to start without personal capital or credit. The book presents wholesaling as an accessible entry point into real estate, especially for beginners who feel blocked by the lack of money, experience, or conventional opportunities. Its core purpose is practical instruction to explain how a first wholesale deal can be pursued through a step-by-step process rather than through theory alone, based on the book description and reader responses. The work combines tactical guidance with a strong emphasis on mindset, daily habits, and financial responsibility. It is positioned as a foundational resource for people trying to move from passive interest in real estate to direct action, with the author framing wholesaling as a vehicle for both income generation and broader financial freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wholesaling is a no-money entry point into real estate. The central promise of the book is that a reader can begin wholesaling without needing personal cash or credit. That matters because it removes one of the most common barriers that keeps beginners from entering real estate investing. Instead of presenting wholesaling as a luxury strategy for experienced investors, the book frames it as an accessible first move for people starting from limited resources. This makes the subject matter less about acquiring property and more about learning how to connect buyers and sellers in a way that creates assignment profit. The practical implication is important. The book positions knowledge, persistence, and execution as more valuable than starting capital. For a beginner, that reframing can be decisive because it turns real estate from something distant into something operational. The book therefore functions not simply as a how-to guide, but as a redefinition of what is possible for someone who wants to enter the market with minimal financial leverage. Secondly, a structured 9-step process for closing the first deal. One of the book's most distinctive features is its emphasis on a simple 9-step process. Readers and reviews repeatedly highlight that the material breaks wholesaling into a clear sequence rather than leaving the process vague or inspirational. That structure is significant because wholesaling can seem overwhelming to newcomers. It involves finding leads, evaluating motivation, estimating value, negotiating, securing contracts, and assigning deals. By presenting the work as a defined chain of steps, the book reduces uncertainty and makes the first transaction feel manageable. The value of this approach is not just organizational, it is pedagogical. A beginner is more likely to act when the path is broken into concrete tasks that can be understood and repeated. The book's emphasis on completeness also suggests that it aims to prevent common beginner errors caused by missing one part of the process. In that sense, the 9-step framework is the book's main mechanism for turning wholesaling from an abstract concept into a teachable business model. Thirdly, mindset and daily habits as business prerequisites. Although the book is marketed as a real estate guide, it also places considerable weight on mindset and daily habits. That broadens the book beyond technical wholesaling instruction, because the author treats financial results as connected to how a person thinks and behaves every day. The underlying logic is that a wholesale business will not succeed if the reader only memorizes tactics. They also need discipline, responsiveness, and a willingness to act consistently. This is a common feature of entrepreneurship books, but here it is tied directly to the problem of financial frustration. The message is that escaping the traditional rat race requires more than a new income strategy. It requires a new way of approaching work, opportunity, and self-management. The practical value of this framing is that it addresses the execution gap between reading about real estate and actually doing it. At the same time, it explains why the book appeals to readers seeking both instruction and motivation, since it treats personal habits as part of the business model itself. Fourthly, designed for beginners who feel excluded from investing, the book is clearly aimed at readers who feel shut out of traditional investing paths, especially those without prior real estate experience. That audience focus shapes both the tone and the content. Rather than assuming prior knowledge, the book appears to speak to people who need a first framework for understanding wholesale real estate and the confidence to begin. This matters because many books in the investing category target readers who already know basic terminology or have some capital available. By contrast, this book's appeal comes from its attempt to lower the entry threshold and provide reassurance that a first deal is possible from an ordinary starting point. The repeated references in descriptions and reviews to practicality, simplicity, and immediate action reinforce that beginner orientation. The implication is that the book is less of an advanced strategy manual and more of an on-ramp for readers who need clarity, direction, and momentum. That positioning helps explain why it is often recommended as an initial read for people exploring wholesaling. Lastly, a practical and motivational alternative to abstract finance books. What distinguishes this book from many similar titles in the real estate category is its blend of action-oriented instruction and personal urgency. It is not presented as a theoretical discussion of markets or a broad philosophy of wealth. Instead, it centers on one specific method and the reader's next steps. That narrow focus gives it a utility that general finance books often lack. Reviews suggest that the writing is straightforward and easy to follow, with a style that helps readers stay engaged while learning a sequence of tasks. The book also stands out because it links financial education to a moral or life purpose, framing economic improvement as a way to reduce suffering and create more freedom. In category terms, that makes it both instructional and aspirational, but still grounded in a concrete business model. For readers who want a direct starting point in wholesaling, the book offers a more immediate path than broader real estate manuals. Its practical value comes from combining simplicity, repetition, and a clearly defined business entry strategy. In conclusion, If You Can't Wholesale, After This I've Got Nothing For You is best suited to readers who want a direct introduction to real estate wholesaling and who are specifically looking for a peacocky method that does not depend on large amounts of capital. Beginners are the clearest audience, especially people who feel stuck in conventional work patterns and want a business model they can understand quickly and act on immediately. The book can also benefit readers who already know the basics of investing but want a simple refresher on process and execution. Its main practical value is that it lowers the intimidation factor around wholesaling by breaking the business into manageable steps and tying those steps to daily discipline. Compared with many real estate books, it stands out for its narrow focus and its insistence that the first deal is reachable without prior experience. It is less encyclopedic than many investing guides, but that simplicity is part of its strength. For readers who want a clear on-ramp rather than a broad survey, it offers an accessible starting point with a concrete business orientation. If you would like to support Todd M. Fleming, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.